Joe and Alex show on Radio Now. Time for Joe's Need to Know News. Well, looks like former Vice President Biden will launch his presidential campaign tomorrow. An inside source says Biden will announce it online in a video. The presidential field, if you're wondering how many people are going to be on the Democrat side, as of now, it's 20 people.
Wow.
Can't keep up. This is like the Hunger Games. You know what I mean? They're going to do all their debates and narrow it down. And as of now, here's how diverse it is, I guess. There's 6 women, 5 people of color, and 1 member of the LGBTQ community. Biden would be the most experienced politician as far as service and experience. And he would be the second oldest after 77-year-old Bernie Sanders. I don't get, like, maybe I'm just lazy and I think I'm not lazy, but, I mean, all respect, I don't care if you're Republican or Democrat, but if you're a certain age and you obviously have money while you serve and you have, like, insurance for the rest of your life, like, better than anybody, why don't you retire? Like, I wouldn't want to be, and same thing with, like, Trump or like, it was Biden or
Bernie Sanders.
See, don't I sound like the old guys now? I want to retire. Like, what if you go in a year? Don't you want to enjoy
it? Yeah, if I was that rich and that old, I'd be retired to the Bahamas by now.
Yeah, no kidding.
Also, it's like a comical amount of people.
Like, how do you ever be on stage for that?
That's like, it's like turned into like an episode of Veep.
They can't fit all the people on stage. They have to do like multiple nights.
I don't care what. So I don't have time for that. I'm very limited with my Netflix and stuff, and that does not work. Unless there's some kind of like talent show involved, that's what we need. Then you'd have like a talent show based competition.
Do you think we'll all get best friend bracelets if Joe Biden becomes president?
Like he'd give them out to us?
He'll implement some sort of like tax plan.
I would like to see him make it far because I think Vice President Biden, especially with Obama back in the day, there's always the best memes. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
and I'm sure
God. I lived for Biden memes. Like, they had me in tears.
So,
and the best friend bracelets, those were real. Like, he really made them for him and Obama.
Well, you know what? I wish some other people on the show would take notice. Saying, I wouldn't mind having a Joe and Alex show best friend bracelet.
Well, we can get you a needle and thread. You can sew some up.
A needle and thread. Do you know, have you ever made a best friend bracelet? What needle?
I thought you were going to ask her, have you ever had a best friend? I'm like, that's a low blow. How dare you? Okay, now this, I hate to jump to conclusions, but I'm not surprised if it is true. Confidential files on suspected pedophiles maintained by the Boy Scouts of America contain the names of 7,800 individuals. Let me repeat. 7,800 people that are suspected pedophiles. The organization's so-called perversion files have been previously disclosed through litigation, but the number of alleged abusers had not been known to anyone. But now a lawyer for a child sex abuse victim said that the list has 7,800 individuals accused of abuse and the names of more than 12,000 suspected victims.
Wow.
I can't tell you how disgusted and pissed that makes me. To hear that, and I'm not saying it doesn't happen in other places, I'm not just trying to single out, I'm sure there's a bunch of great people that have helped the boys and the Boy Scouts of America, but that is sick.
Do you think that this is the end of the Boy Scouts now? Because I kind of feel like it is. I don't know how they would come back from this.
I think it's a good point. It could be.
This is the next Catholic.
It sucks because there needs to be something for young boys and young girls. But yeah, I don't. That's a big blow. And
isn't this like the next big thing? Like this is like the next Catholic Church scandal.
Oh, for sure, for sure. And the same thing. It's been brewing for years. It's not like this happened 2 years ago.
But
it's
the
been
Catholic,
going on.
But the Archdiocese and the Catholic Church, like their stuff, they have way more powerful people to kind of help cover things up and still keep things going at this point, even after all their stuff has come out. But Boy Scouts doesn't have anything like that. So I feel like this is the end of the Boy Scouts.
It'll be interesting to see if that's right, Alex, or not, what'll happen. But I hope that if there are people that are still alive, I hope they're brought to justice and their victims can get some sort of relief for that. But obviously, they've already had the damage done. There's been another death at the Grand Canyon. National Park Service officials say rangers received a call at 1 o'clock yesterday reporting a person needed help. The park's helicopter and technical rescue team located the body of a 70-year-old woman about 200 feet below the rim. Now, the rescue team and the people aren't 100% sure or she just was getting close and slipped. But why does it seem like these stories are happening more and more where people are doing things and falling? This scares the crap out of me. You know what? When I was on my honeymoon with my wife about 4 years ago, I recommend going, by the way, because it's actually cheaper than you think. We went to Ireland. Have you ever heard of the Cliffs of Moher?
Yes.
Some of the most beautiful views I've ever seen in my life. But, like, I even did it too. I'm so close. I'm like, you know, I'm going to die if I go, like, an inch further. Or if this rock's like, hey, you're too fat for this.
Yeah, I'm 99% sure the Grand Canyon doesn't have barriers or anything like that. I mean, it's literally just an edge.
Yeah, like most of it is. I think there's some parts that have barriers, yeah. But like that's like mostly even at the top.
So how sad, whether she just was an older lady and lost her balance or if she was trying to take a photo.
Just terrifying. I can't imagine dying that way.
What's going on in Pennsylvania? I thought it was just all Amish people, but apparently some other people that are hella horny. Three Pennsylvania men were arrested for sexually assaulting more than a dozen animals over the last 5 years. The men have been accused of hooking up with a cow, a goat, 9 horses, and an unknown amount of dogs. Today's Indeed They Know News is just the sickest individuals I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah, what is going on?
You can't make this up. And on top of that, a teenage boy was forced to restrain the animals while the men did what they did.
Ugh.
They're facing up to 41 years in prison. Why do we have to waste time? Why do we have to waste time with people like that? If we can truly like prove that they did it.
They only have 41 years, though. That's not even life. And they'll probably get paroled, so they're really probably only going to do less than half of that. So, and then think about the lifetime worth of damage they did to that teenage boy who was forced to participate. Like,
that's so sad.
I don't understand people like
that. Can we end something on a happy note, please? Can you give us one?
Yeah, I got hey, calm down, girl. I got you. Let me hook you up right now, okay? Las Vegas sports bettor, his name's James Holzhauer or something like that. I don't know his name. You know, I'm not known for words, but he's been on Jeopardy. I told you about that. Because if you didn't know, if you're new to the Joe and Alex show, a little over a year ago, my wife was on Jeopardy. She did not win millions of dollars, but she did do really well. Well, this guy is the second Jeopardy contestant ever to win more than $1 million during a daily run on the show. He won $118,000 during Tuesday's episode. That's the second largest single day total. This guy, Alex, I don't know how much you follow it, he has the top 5 spots for like most money won in a day. It's all him. Like
he's
broken that record. He's behind Ken Jennings, the guy that was on forever, and he probably will break him. And his big strategy, we'll talk about it in a second. I got some audio because he was interviewed by ESPN, which is so funny. But there's a daily double where you can double up. If you have $5,000, you can make it all in. If you win, you get 10. If not, you have 0.
Got it.
He does that like a sports bet. He's like all in. So it works for him because he gets to a point where nobody else can catch him. Like he's like halfway through the game and he's up by 20,000. Nobody's going to be able to get enough points to catch him.
Do you know how old this guy is?
He is in his 20s, I believe. He's a young dude. But he's a sports bettor, so he's got money. But
That's what he does for a living, you mean?
He's doing the Jeopardy thing, but he's an actual sports bettor in Vegas. So that's what
that's what it is. He's got some kind of behind the scenes skill set. Like I'm thinking of that movie.
But he's smart though too, though.
21.
Yes, that's what I'm thinking of. Where they go and they play cards and they scam the games because they're so
counting
smart.
Cards. You can't like count cards with sports betting.
Yeah, you can't do that for Jeopardy.
Yeah,
this guy's smart.
Do that for Jeopardy. The only thing you could do like for sports betting is pay off players to throw a game or something like that. Off refs.
Yeah, he's won $1,061,554. He's only done that in a total of 14 days, which
is
incredible. Insane.
Good for him.
Let's see. Here he is with ESPN talking about his strategy.
What do you feel like has been the largest sort of contributor to this remarkable run you've been on?
I think the buzzer skill. You know, I practiced buzzing at home, but obviously on the stage is a completely different animal. And I think I'm just kind of lucky in a way that the buzzer technique I practiced turned out to be such a successful one. But I read an ebook called Secrets of the Buzzer. Go check Amazon.
What?
Had a lot of helpful advice in that regard, so maybe it wasn't
Alex,
all luck.
Alex, you understand.
Did Lindsay practice buzzing?
Like I said, my wife really was on Jeopardy. Humble brag. She's so smart. Yes, they practice. They have like a little pen. They have like a Jeopardy pen too, but they're like, you know how your pen goes click, click?
Yeah.
They do that because you might know the answer. It's like, oh, the answer is America. But you have to hit the buzzer, then have like Alex Trebek calling you. Like, you got to be the first one in.
Right.
If you do it too early, it gets you locked out.
Oh.
So it's like, yeah, this guy's like sitting there like, beep, beep. But I mean, I think this guy's kind of a turd, but he's very smart. There's no way you're not smart if you go this far along in any show. But he's been on other shows, too. He's been on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, so he's got a long history of game show stuff. Let's get into some sports, and I got one more story to wrap up the Need to Know News. The Rockets are at home tonight versus the Jazz, trying to wrap up their series. They lead that 3-1. Yeah, I know. In Indy, the Pacers, they're out. Sorry, but we got to cheer for the Rockets because we're on the air on the new 92.1 radio now in Houston. So, Liv, what happened on the weekend, by the way? Why did they not sweep it?
They just had a bad game. I'm very confident, though, in tonight's game.
Okay. Peyton Manning, former Colts quarterback and also played in other teams. But
Denver.
He turned down a job to be an analyst on Monday Night Football. Remember, we were speculating on that.
Mm-hmm.
ESPN wanted him to replace Jason Witten, who was actually...
Jason Witten was so bad.
Yeah, he was terrible. He's actually going to play again this season.
Yeah, I know,
so.
But he's barely going to get paid anything. He's not actually going to play. And I'm telling you what, I guarantee that people talked to him and was like, look, you're going to get fired from ESPN. You might as well just leave. and go back to playing before they fire you to kind of like cover it up, like a PR move. He was so bad.
All right, I'm gonna wrap
so
up.
Bad.
I'm gonna wrap up Need to Know News, and I know this doesn't sound like good news, but I swear to God it is. Do you remember I told you last week about that boy that was thrown from the mall in Minnesota, like three stories down? The guy picked him up. This is a random guy. No, Liv, please.
Yeah.
Doctors say, this is the family talked about it at church. It hasn't been very public in the news, but they talked about his condition. They've done like a 5-hour CAT scan on the boy because you'd assume he'd have like a lot of brain damage and probably not be the same after. He's still recovering. There's zero bruising on his brain.
Whoa.
There's zero brain damage. Can you think of how much of a miracle it is
that
some psychopath picked up this boy and threw him three stories down to the ground?
What an amazing ending to that.
There's something special about that. You don't just land that way. So
That's incredible.
I told you I ended on a good note.
Yeah, that's true.
Actually, you did. One more. No, I'm just kidding. That's it. All right, that's Joe's Need to Know News. You can check it all out online. All you got to do is go to joeandalexshow.com.